Hello and welcome to Studies in the Gospels, a program that is heard each week at this time on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McElyea, your host for this program, and on Studies in the Gospels, each week we examine the life of Christ as we find in the Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And at this point in our studies, we are looking at the events surrounding the cross, as we have for several weeks and will continue to do so. And today we are going to be looking at when Jesus speaks to his mother from the cross. Our consideration will be John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. Now, before we go any further, I do want to remind you that this program will be replayed this evening at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be posted in the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or two. So I hope that you avail yourselves to these things when you miss a program. And you can also go back and maybe just examine one again for further study. So let's get right to our topic for today, and that is as Jesus speaks to his mother from the cross, and we'll be in John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his home. Now there has been considerable debate among scholars as to whether there were three or four women to which Jesus was speaking to here as he was nearing his death upon the cross. Now in our text, it says, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene." Now some believe that Mary the wife of Cleopas and the sister of Mary, the aunt of Jesus, to be one and the same. However, it is more likely that these were two separate individuals. Therefore, we would have Mary, the sister of Mary, Mary the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. Brother Robert Taylor Jr. here said that John's reluctance to call names of himself or of his family furnishes strong likelihood that the unnamed one who is simply called Mary's sister is John's own mother or Salome. We recall that John simply referred to himself as the disciple that Jesus loved. This habit was likely just a quirk of John's personality. Part of the beauty of the scriptures is certainly the uniqueness in the individual personalities of the inspired penman. When his disciples had fled and sought safety from potential danger as they deserted the Lord, with the lone exception of John. We can truly stand amazed at the faith and the devotion of these women. Now, we know virtually nothing about Mary, the wife of Cleopas, except that she was obviously a woman of great faith and strength. Mary Magdalene is certainly a great story of faith. Like so many others, she had been rescued from the depths of sin, and in fact no longer even resembled the sinful woman that first encountered Jesus in the early days of his ministry. The woman that Jesus had freed from the 7 demons that possessed her had moved far away from that point to now a faith that few possess. Mary had been a woman of great service to the Lord as she journeyed about, as the Lord journeyed about teaching and healing. Consider Luke chapter 8, beginning in verse 1. Now it came to pass afterward that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, out of whom had come 7 demons, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their substance. She administered to Jesus and provided from her means and worked to aid Jesus along in their journeys. She administered to Jesus in remarkable ways. And so now Jesus proceeds to give us a great lesson, even from the cross, of the love and honor one should have for a parent and to see for their proper care. Jesus, knowing that he was about to die, and that even though he knew he would be raised, he also knew that he would be returning back to the Father. Jesus wanted to make sure that his mother would be taken care of as she aged and lived out her days. And so he gives the command that John take care of her, and that she was to turn to John for assistance with the things of life from now on. The scripture makes no reference to Joseph after the visit of Jesus to the temple at age 12. We do not know what became of Joseph, but it is in all likelihood that Joseph had died at some point in time before this. Joseph's character would likely have ensured that he would have been at the scene of the cross if he was still alive, though we can only speculate as to that. It is also interesting to note that Jesus did not direct one of his 4 brothers to take care of Mary. I think it's important for us to realize here that at this point, his brothers were not yet believers. It was more important that Mary be with a disciple than blood kin. We recall John chapter 7 and verse 5, for even his brothers did not believe in him. Our brethren must be our true brothers and sisters. Those of the kingdom are the real family of a Christian. Mary would certainly be well taken care of by the disciple that Jesus loved. The good and faithful Apostle John would certainly practice the things of love which he preached. And so, with the mother of the Lord now taken care of, Jesus had truly set his earthly affairs in order. While the pain and the agony of the cross was growing by the minute, the time was at hand as the death of our Lord and Savior at the hands of the cruelest of men was at hand. The spotless Lamb of God was now ready to die for you and me. Next week, if the Lord wills, we will continue to look at the scenes of the cross as we look when darkness came upon the land. I hope you'll join me. Remember, our program will be replayed at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time this evening, posted in the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. So until we meet again, this is Chris saying so long, have a great day, and may God bless.